Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot to talk about still in the remainder of this show. One, I don't know if it's disturbing, but equivocal development. Russia is doing joint military ops with Serbia in the Balkans. Russia is doing joint military operations with Serbia in the Balkans, right outside of Belgrade. I've been to Belgrade. It's a great city. Serbia is a great country. I've been to Croatia, been to Romania and Bulgaria, Hungary. Very interesting, great part of the world. But as somebody once said, the Balkans produce more history than they can consume locally. And that has been the problem. That's where the First World War broke up. That's where the war, Bosnia, between Croatia and Serbia and Bosnia back in the 90s, cropped up. Here is the way to handle it. Serbia is not a member of NATO, but it's a member of NATO's Partnership for Peace program. Turkey, by the way, is separate from what I'm talking about here, but that is a member of NATO, and yet they're doing things with Russia. This has got to be managed. This has got to be managed. Serbia also just said that Russia is a great security partner, but at the same time, it makes overtures to Europe. So how do we manage it? Well, first of all, we're very lucky to have Joe Biden in there managing it and not Donald Trump. Donald Trump, servile to Putin, would have helped Putin do this. Biden knows how to handle this. Serbia and Russia are very similar. Both Slavic people, both members of the Eastern Orthodox Church. It used to be the Greek Orthodox Church. Now you might call it the Russian Orthodox Church, but they're all, it's a form of Christianity. Very good and interesting form. I've been to Russia. I went to St. Basil's Cathedral in Moscow. Went to the cathedral in St. Petersburg. Very interesting, wonderful. But how do we stop this? Right now, it's not really a concern. Serbia is not likely to ally with Russia. They have to deal with Russia because they're much closer to them than we are. But before we admit Serbia as a member of NATO itself, right now it's a member of NATO's Partnership for Peace program, the lesson of Turkey has to be kept in mind. The irony is Serbia and Turkey are mortal enemies. I mean, Turkey occupied Serbia and forcibly converted them and murdered them for centuries. But all of these flirtations with Russia, Russia under Vladimir Putin, a murderer and a thief, have got to be carefully watched and managed, quite frankly. If and when Russia reverts to democracy, stops being run by organized crime, has a new leader, more like a Yeltsin or a Gorbachev, that's a different story. So be aware of this, keep an eye on it. There are these overtures. There are overtures, frankly, from Bulgaria and Hungary towards Russia, largely because Donald Trump showed the white feather to Russia. He was submissive and subservient to Russia. And a lot of these people are right on the Russian border and have been occupied by Russia before, got scared and figured, well, if the biggest guy in the playground, the United States, isn't going to do something about it, we better make an accommodation. We better make an accommodation. That's all changing, but be aware of the change. When you read about these items, just be aware of the background. Another, we had been talking before, and Betsy and Madison had called in with some great comments, frankly, about the progressive mainstream Democratic Party fissure, not a split, but a slight crack in the Democratic Party. The progressives are now warning Biden, believe it or not, against tough anti-China policies. Now, China, for one thing, has been stealing our intellectual property for decades, requiring our companies who wanted to do business there to turn over the secrets of their technology to basically government-affiliated companies, and then stealing them, counterfeiting them. They're right now threatening Taiwan, threatening South Korea, threatening the Philippines, trying to dominate South China Sea. Now, let me tell you something. The people in China are our friends. All people are good. They're our friends. The communist regime in China right now is trying to get in our face, threatening the world order over there. And this is the world order that the United States set up. And frankly, our values and our ascendancy around the world is in the interest of everybody in the world. Everybody in the world. Everybody wants leadership by the United States, and they don't want Donald Trump. Now Joe Biden is back. So when we take action against China to stop their threats to Taiwan, when we take some legislative action to stop them from stealing our intellectual technology, our intellectual property, this is not directed at the Chinese people. This is directed at a regime that is doing things that hurt our interests. What the progressives have done is to reduce this to somehow this is an anti-Asian thing. That's ridiculous. That's ridiculous. When Pearl Harbor was attacked, people were killed right around Christmas time, and we responded. That was an anti-Asia thing. And when North Korea, China, during the Korean War that my uncle fought in as a Marine, looked like they were about to invade South Korea, the response wasn't an anti-Asian thing. It was a pro-Asian thing, pro-South Korea. So let's get away with domestic politics about all this. What China is doing is just objectively bad to steal our technology. It's objectively bad. All of these things that they do, they put something on the Mars and they do this and that. They stole our stuff. And not only that, not only that, we bring students into MIT and Caltech and they study hard and then they go back and they can use that against us. So I think we've got to be a little smarter. I think we have to assert that the world order that was set up after the Second World War, the Pax Americana, the American peace, is extended and continues. Extended and continues. Anyway, be aware of that. We're going to the lines. Dio, my friend. Dio Madison, thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Dio?
Morning, Matt. How are you doing? Oh, I'm fine. So I'm just baffled by the fact that historically, American companies got to China and they told them, okay, if you want to do business here, why don't you share with us some of your secrets? And how did that start it? Who were the first one to say, yeah, we can do this. Let's start this. Let's do this. When at the same time, they would never do that anywhere else. I guess because of the share of the market, they wanted it. But can you put this in perspective? And today, China is cleansing Muslims there, but we still, you know, tell them, okay, we are adversaries, but we can work things out. When another country, we will never stand for this kind of stuff like that. I mean, these two things just bother me. They bother me to the core. Here is a country telling you, give me your secret if you want to do business here. And by the way, we're going to shut down the websites, the things that we don't like. Then they do the cleansing, and everybody knows what's going on there. But we're still treating them with a glove. Feather gloves, I should say. Give me your perspective on these two issues, please, would you?
That is an excellent question. And let me give you a little background history on that, and then my thoughts. First of all, what Dio is saying is there is a group called the Uyghurs in China who are actually a Turkic people ethnically. They're not Han Chinese. And if you look at them physically, they look like Turks. Some of them have blonde hair and blue eyes. And they've been there for a long time. And China moved Han Chinese. You know, in China, there are many, many ethnic groups and languages. The Han Chinese are the dominant one, H-A-N. And they have kind of a high opinion of themselves. In terms of they should be everywhere. So they go in and they would grab these Uyghurs. First of all, they would monitor Muslim services arrest imams, and then they would actually revise what was said in the liturgy. That's what they would do. Then they grab these people, put them in camps of some sort to re-indoctrinate them, just grab them, kidnap them, and all that. The Dio's question is, among other, he had several questions, but one of them was, how can we continue to, you know, deal with China as a result of this? I guess I would say this, Dio. Nancy Pelosi has proposed a diplomatic boycott of the 2022 Olympics in China. Not keeping our athletes out, but, you know, we wouldn't send people from the State Department and all that. Here's an irony. I want to tell you something. The people that have spoken out against their mistreatment of the Uyghurs and called it genocide are largely from the United States and Europe and from Britain. You know that Iran just did a deal with China, a multi-billion dollar deal, and didn't mention it at all. There's a world court in The Hague, but has largely African judges. Fatou Bensouda of Mali, no, of the Gambia, is one of them. And, you know, that's a Sunni Muslim country, you know, 90-some-odd% Muslim. She's never said anything about going after China, only about going after the United States for what it's doing in Afghanistan, Iraq, and going against the West. One of the sad ironies, Dio, I mean, Pakistan has allied with China and doesn't say beans about the Uyghurs. Saudi Arabia doesn't say beans. The only one who pushed back was Erdogan of Turkey. So why is it that much of the Muslim world is not pushing back as long as it's China? And I think it's because China has a lot of money. In Belt and Road, they're putting all this money in. The irony is, in London and the United States, we have pushed back. So, and the Uyghurs are not the only minority that the Chinese or the communist government has gone against. But as far as United States companies go, what's going on now is the reverse. I can talk to you offline about terrible policy in the 19th century and the early 20th century, but this is a radio call-in show. But I enjoy your calls. I enjoy your calls. Very, very insightful issues. Thank you very much for calling in. We're going to a break. The lines are still open, 844-967-2789. There's a lot more back after the break.
I keep a close watch on this heart of mine. I keep my eyes wide open all the time. I keep the ends out for the tie that binds. Because you're mine, I walk the line. Because you're